Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with the founder and president of the Winfield Historical Society, Judy Rawson, about the plans to move the Winfield Historical Museum.
Last time we spoke was back in November, so can you just give us a quick little refresher on the Winfield Historical Museum and the move that is in the process of happening?
Well, we're real excited here at the museum in Winfield. We've been in this location for 25 years, and it is a very small building. We love our spot. We love what we do, but we need more space. We've been fortunate enough in getting a lot of donations of items from preserving our local history. And we have been short of space for several years. And 2 years ago, we were offered a building just a block north, right in downtown Winfield. And it's a historic building. It's an old building built in 1907, but it's been empty for many years. It was in sad repair, still is, needs help. But it'll give us almost 1,000 square feet more space. So we're looking forward to moving over there in a few years. We're in the process of doing a lot of renovation right now. It needs electrical. It needs plumbing, new windows. It needs a flooring update, and in part of the front of the building, there's a tin ceiling, which we would like to refurbish or replace part of. So there are many steps that we are trying to raise money for that we're in the process of working on. Just recently, we have uncovered a mural on the north side of the building. We did a lot of tuck pointing. We had to take off some stucco, and underneath it was a mural that we didn't realize was there. So that was a fun find. We have added gravel on the south side of the building to drain water away from the building. We have done a lot of work in the basement, and people may not think we're doing anything because they can't see what we are doing. So with the new supports down in the basement, shoring up some of the beams, we are now ready to put in new bracing on the floor down there. And we have some gentlemen hired that are going to be starting in the next couple weeks. And we're going to do a lot of work in the basement, shoring up the flooring. So that's what we're working on. It may not look from the outside of the building like we're doing much, but we are working.
With this process, you said that it's a several-year timetable, roughly.
Right.
In the meantime, there's fundraising efforts and different events. Can you speak to me about how those have gone and if there's any upcoming fundraisers?
Yeah, we are in desperate need of money. So anybody that loves history and wants to help support our local history, please contact us. Our P.O. Box is 184 Winfield, Iowa 52659. We would be grateful. What we are doing right now, we have a program lined up for April on Sunday, April 16th at 2 o'clock. We're going to have a program about basketball, the boys' basketball through the years here in Winfield. And it's going to be held at the Veterans Building, one block north of where the museum is. So we invite everybody to come to that. It's a free will donation meeting, but those funds will go towards the renovation of the building. We are excited to have three good speakers come. We're going to cover boys basketball in 1949-50. Winfield went to state, and the coach, Ori Rue, his son lives in Iowa City, is going to come down. He's also a coach or retired. And he will speak about those years, and he's brought a lot of memorabilia, a lot of pictures. So people that have either been to those games or love the history of basketball, they will really enjoy seeing what we are going to present that day. We also have a radio broadcast back from that game, and we will present part of that. Then our other two presenters are Clay Edwards, who is the current coach here in Winfield and played on the basketball team that went to state, and he's going to speak to those years. And then my son is Eric Rawson, and he is the current coach in Mount Pleasant. But he was on the team the year that they won state championship in 1995. So those three presenters will give us a wide range of basketball history for boys here in Winfield. So all basketball lovers all through the years, that's Sunday, April 16th at 2 o'clock.
Wow, this renovation process at the new site is going on. People are still able to visit this current site of the museum, is that right?
Yes, we are open every Monday from 10 o'clock until noon, and we love to have people come and visit and see what we have. Lots and lots of pictures and yearbooks, and it's not just school, but other things that pertain to Winfield history and the things that went on here in this farming community.
And if there are people who want to come visit the museum, or they want to become a member of the Historical Society, or continue to support this moving process, how can they do that?
Well, they can always contact me, or somebody's always up here on Monday mornings, and they can drop in and leave a donation or become a member. Membership's only $10, and that's about the best buy around anymore. Or a lifetime membership is $100. You can mail it to us. Again, our P.O. box is 184 Winfield, Iowa, 52659. You can contact the city office, and they can contact me. Lots of different ways that you can help us out. If anybody wants to take a look at the building, come and contact us, and we'll show you what needs to be done and maybe how you would be able to assist us.
That was Judy Rawson joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about updates on the move for the Winfield Historical Museum. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.